Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The Eureka Police Department continues their investigation into the shooting of 24-year-old Eureka resident Rhett August, who was sent to the hospital with a gunshot wound to the upper torso on May 15th. Lead Detective Peter Kress explained that detectives are still in the early stages of the investigation.
Still very much in the investigative phase. There are several leads that we are following strongly at this point. I would say they're very, very strong leads.
Kress reiterated that Bodie Tree is still a person of interest in the shooting and that they are currently examining possible evidence.
And we are currently poring over some electronic data that's just kind of labor and time intensive. So hopefully we'll know more by the end of the week.
Anyone with any information about the shooting is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. Eureka Police are looking for a missing man. Dan Squire has more.
The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating 64-year-old Raymond Lawrence Anderson, who was reported missing on Sunday. Anderson was last seen in Redding last Thursday and was reportedly driving back to Eureka. Anderson is described as a white adult male, 5'4", 175 pounds, with brown-gray hair, a mustache and a goatee, and blue eyes. He walks with a limp on his right side and was last known to be driving a blue 1991 Chevrolet Caprice with California license plate number 2XBB559. Anyone with information regarding Anderson is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department.
Thank you, Dan. The final report from the weekend's DUI and traffic safety campaign conducted by local police departments and the California Highway Patrol is in. 21 drivers were arrested over the Memorial Day holiday, with the enforcement period running from Friday night through midnight on Monday. That's 4 fewer arrests for DUI than a year ago, and as of now, there are no reported fatalities related to impaired driving in the county over the holiday. Police will continue the focus on DUI and traffic safety as we enter the summer season. Mendocino County deputies arrested a Florida man over the weekend following a break-in at a Laytonville gas station and a subsequent pursuit and search on foot. Deputies responded to the Chevron in Laytonville to investigate a theft after 25-year-old Dustin Walding stole a gas can and then stood outside the store soliciting money for gas. The store owner called 911 and Walding fled the scene across Highway 101 into heavy brush. Deputies along with a K-9 unit searched for Walding, and he surrendered when notified that the dog would be released to detain him. Walding was arrested and booked into county jail on charges of burglary and theft. Deputies also learned that Walding had 3 prior convictions for theft in Florida as they booked him into jail. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass is attending the 2013 California Association of Counties, CSAC, meeting in Sacramento today and tomorrow. County officials from across the state are gathering to share information and ideas, and this year they all have one issue in common, state realignment of the prison system. The realignment plan, AB 109, has seen thousands of former state prisoners released into local communities as the state tries to meet federal mandates for how it runs the prison system. That has meant a revolving door as the county jail releases one inmate to make room for another, as Supervisor Bass explains.
And the frustrating thing is the legislators get it. There's 20 bills apparently that are pending that are trying to fix some portion of this, the realignment bill, but there was a report saying realignment's not affecting crime. Well, maybe those folks aren't the one who are reoffending, but I'll tell you, the jails are full of people that used to be in prison but are now in our jail.
The governor has promised to work with local government, but that report of a drop in crime doesn't reflect local conditions.
The real problem is that people can't get in our jail, and they just keep repeat offending.
Supervisor Bass is attending the conference both today and tomorrow. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.